This is Ozarks at Large. Classes for many school students in the region begin tomorrow. Classes on college campuses soon follow. First day for students at the University of Arkansas Fort Smith, 1 week from today, August 19th. This year, a new chancellor, Dr. Teresa Riley, is on the UAFS campus. She was hired this spring from her most recent position as Senior Vice President for Student Affairs and University Administration at Texas A&M University, Kingsville. She began her new job in Fort Smith July 1st. Last week, we met with her in her office on the UAFS campus. She says she spent much of the first few weeks on the job meeting as many people as she can.
Finding out more about what they do and why they do it. That's important to me, to understand the motivation for people, that why is it that they love this place and have pride in it. And so that has been the fun part of the first, say, 30 days or so of the work, has been meeting people in the community and on campus.
What is the origin of their pride?
I think it's first a really robust history of the institution, that they have watched this place grow so much and become so much more than I think the original founders would have imagined in becoming a four-year institution, that they are incredibly proud of what has been the hard work of a lot of people, but also the support of the community means that we're able to make this affordable for students. So that's something that's been fun to learn about.
I watched the process as you went through, you and the other applicants. And one thing that came out was your desire for a communicative campus, for one that works together, and to use an often used cliche, a rising tide lifting all boats.
I think the institution has so many great places of knowledge and expertise, and perhaps it's that the story isn't being told the way that it needs to be, how excellent the university is. And from my perspective, one of the reasons that I think I was selected for this position is my desire to be very transparent about strategies and to include everyone in the strategy process, whether that's creating strategies to improve academically or in terms of our enrollment and outreach of students, that everyone is going to be a valued partner in that, and that's going to be our employees, our students themselves, our foundation board members, our University of Arkansas system folks that are very, very supportive of this place, but also our community members who are completely reliant upon how we educate our students to the highest quality so that they're ready to become members of the community. So it's a nice cycle. And so my ability to get people involved in that process, to value their input, and to make sure then that we're communicating about this with everyone is, I think, pretty critical.
You mentioned perhaps the story hasn't been told appropriately. Here's your chance. Tell the story.
Well, one of the things that most people who are not engaged in higher education, as I am, do not realize is the importance of accreditation. And so what does that mean? It would be no different than seeing a stamp of approval or a seal of approval on any product, that someone has quality tested at the place and it meets the highest possible quality standards, is what accreditation bodies do. Those agencies actually test universities to make sure that they have the highest quality. So not only do we have individual programs that have reached that pinnacle of highest quality, but also the overall university has as well. So we have the Higher Learning Commission that accredits the institution. They just finished their four-year review of the institution with literally not one finding, not one thing that we needed to change to reach the highest standards, which is incredible. That really does not happen very often. And in fact, a couple of the reviewers said, you know, this happens very few times. And so the truth is, not only did you make it easy on us by being great, but also you made it easy on us by telling that story to us and giving us the data that we needed to know that it is great. So that's really helpful. We have programs like our College of Business that has AACSB accreditation. On their first try, they received that accreditation, which again is unheard of. And that means that they are in the top 5% of business colleges across the globe. Only 5% have that accreditation. So I'm not sure if we're telling some of those stories as I think clearly as we need to, and helping people to understand what that stamp of approval means for us.
Arkansas is among the states with the fewest people with college degrees. There's been a concerted effort at least for a decade or more. What can a university, be in Fort Smith or Fayetteville or Arkadelphia or whatever, do to make sure, and I know you don't serve just students from Arkansas, of course, but what can we do to make sure that there are more college degrees 5 years or 10 years or 15 years from now?
Well, first, I think we have to help students in high schools and even in junior high age, middle school age, to understand that their aptitudes for topical areas match what we offer in our institutions of higher education, that they don't have to stop. There doesn't have to be a stopping point after high school, but that really they need to consider additional education to be more workforce ready. One of the things that drew me here to UA Fort Smith was the fact that we have a pipeline of learning, that no matter the aptitude, the student can find a home here, can find a place academically to learn and grow and be successful. I think that's the critical part. We can provide access and opportunity, but if we don't have a success model and a care and support model for students, along with the challenge in a classroom, then they may not be successful. And we really have an obligation to make sure students in Arkansas understand that they can come and get certificate programs, that they can get associate's degrees, they can continue that pipeline of learning to a bachelor's degree, and see that as a foundational learning framework or pathway for success.
You mentioned one of the things that attracted you to UAFS, I hate moving across town. So it has to be, to see something that makes you want to move further than across town, there had to be an initial attraction, something that, or some things that you saw when you applied for this job. What were those?
So I felt and saw for myself when I was here, the fact that people are energized and excited about what they get to do every day. The truth is, every student who walks across this campus, you can see and feel just this palpable energy in the people who work here about their ability to reach those students, to educate them, and to help them to be successful. That is contagious. That when I was here on campus, I felt like that my energy level just soared because I was also feeding off of the energy and excitement of the people around me. The students are remarkable people who truly aren't, not one of them is the same, and yet in this group of students, I could feel, again, their desire to learn, their desire to improve the place, but not just the university when I say place, but they understood an obligation to help improve communities and the region. So I have to tell you, it was just not even a question mark in my mind when President Bobbitt called to offer me the position, that I wanted to be part of something that felt high energy, high engagement, really high quality education. I was packing the minute he called. So it didn't bother me a bit to move here from Texas.
All right, so a little over a month now here, August 19th, or a little bit before the temperature, the tenor of the campus changes a little bit. What are you looking forward to once classes start in the fall semester?
Oh my gosh, I am so excited about having people back on campus. The breaks when we have a little lower traffic may feel good to be strategic and get some things accomplished, and yet they never feel good because they're not the high energy time of people between classes and people stopping each other for a hug on the sidewalk or a fist bump to say congratulations on a test score. I see faculty and students do that a lot in a mini celebration, if you will, of any achievement. It's that energy and that kind of engagement that I'm looking forward to when everyone gets back on the 19th.
Dr. Teresa Riley is the chancellor at the University of Arkansas Fort Smith. She also says that this fall, even with a new job on a new campus, is at least similar for her in one way to last autumn. It was last fall. She was spending time on several different campuses with all four of her children attending college.
And all four at different universities, which also meant that we visited lots of different universities. In some ways, a couple of them knew exactly what they wanted to do, where they wanted to be. They had these very distinctive thoughts about that process. And then my other two, not as much, and were exploring, and which was fun for me because I love to visit other universities. In that process, I did quite a bit of research on what attracts students to colleges. And there's a considerable body of research that says students know if there's a good fit to an institution within 15 minutes of arrival on the campus. It's everything from body language of people they're encountering to signage to the beauty of the campus and upkeep to truly just that experience of entering, sort of like you feel when you enter a new person's home, that there's a distinct feeling of you know what they value, you understand who they are just by entering the home. Same is true on a college campus, that you know what we value, how we behave, how we respond to one another, the respect and value that we give each other, and whether or not that fits into what you believe is your vision for your higher education experience. So in that vein, my kids all chose very different institutions, and I understand that students have to go through those experiences to determine if a place is the right fit for them. Institutions aren't going to be right for every single student. So from my perspective, one of the things I loved about the University of Arkansas system was that we're not encouraged to be cookie cutter institutions, that really being distinctive, having niches, both academically and in terms of engagement and opportunities for students, meant that we would have a distinctive set of students who would choose us first. And that's a pretty empowering thing to learn about through this process. And I really appreciate the U of A Board of Trustees empowering us to do those things that make us distinctive and that make any other school in UA system distinctive.
We met with Dr. Teresa Riley in her office on the University of Arkansas Fort Smith campus last week. Classes at UAFS begin a week from today.